LSD is usually associated with the hippie flower power era in the West in the late 1960s, but few people know that thousands of tests involving the psychedelic drug were carried out in Czechoslovakia from the mid-1950s until the mid-1970s. Canadian journalist Ross Crockford is currently in Prague researching this country's LSD testing program, which he says was perhaps the biggest conducted anywhere in the world. He told Ian Willoughby all about it.
LSD was discovered in 1943 in Switzerland. And after the war was over, there was this sort of widespread belief everywhere in that chemistry was a miracle that would sort of save the planet, that all sorts of, you know, food production, everything would be sort of revolutionized by chemistry. And psychiatry was one more sort of aspect of that. So in Czechoslovakia, there were scientists that were, you know, sort of regularly experimenting with new substances that would just come on the market. And Sandoz Laboratories in Switzerland, which had patented LSD at the time, sent some here. And one of the doctors, a man named Jerzy Rubicek, was interested in sort of the, you know, possible effects it could have. But no one really knew, not even Sandoz knew at the time, what it was really good for. They knew it was very powerful, but they didn't really know how it would be useful. So they actually asked doctors, if you can find some use for this, great. So there were many different projects. There were some where they created so-called model psychosis to try to understand schizophrenia. There was this belief at the time that schizophrenic patients were undergoing a kind of permanent acid trip. So they thought that if psychologists or psychiatrists, medical students could experience the same thing, then they would understand schizophrenia better.
Were the communist authorities aware of what was going on, that people were taking or being given LSD in Czechoslovakia?
Well, the communists certainly were aware of it because it was manufactured by the state pharmaceutical company SPOFA from about 1963 until 1974. And also the Czech army used it in some experiments in the late 1960s because they were afraid that it was actually going to be used as a chemical weapon by the United States. So they actually performed some experiments on soldiers, and there are films of that. They didn't have any problem with any of this research because the doctors were very careful to frame it in very mechanistic terms, that you had a problem, you applied a chemical to it, and then the problem was solved. And as long as it was phrased that way, it was fine. And there was no, it didn't, the drug never leaked out onto the street, so there was no social problem they had to deal with like they did in the West.
I know you're still doing your research and still looking for people who took LSD during these tests, but from what you know so far, what kind of impact did the drug have on these guinea pigs?
Well, I mean, it was, for everybody who took it, it was an overwhelming experience. The big question is whether it was overwhelmingly positive or overwhelmingly negative. And for the people whom it was overwhelmingly positive, they are generally willing to talk about it. But the people who were really traumatized by it, who had a bad set of circumstances, either because of what their own frame of mind was or the kind of circumstances that they had it in, it's still a very sort of sensitive private matter. And this is why this, you know, trying to find such people and being able to talk to them is a complicated and long-term process.
And we'll have more about Czechoslovakia's LSD tests in next Tuesday's Talking Point.